interesting guys. Like I said, 41, and when I grew up, there was Billy Henderson at Clark Central, of course, Dewey Iverson, now Buck Godfrey at Southwest Academy, and you always had Valdosta. And it's in this economy, it's a sad day and age when something like this could happen. My thoughts and prayers, and not trying to be funny, go to Coach Tomlin if that is indeed what happened tonight.
Couldn't agree with you more, Troy. Thanks for your call.
Appreciate it.
Keep listening, Bo. All right, that was Troy calling us up on Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Football is here 24/7, 365.
This is WQXI Atlanta, 94.1 FM on HD3, a big league broadcasting company.
All right, that was Troy calling us up on Score Atlanta's official visit, Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, and if you have a call, have something to say, give us a call, 404-233-7979, star-798, free call on the AT&T phone.
We're more than willing to consider other people's opinions. But, Fletcher, one of the things we were discussing a little earlier in the show was our perspective or our opportunity to see Rajon Neal last Friday. Of course, you write a weekly blog, and were chastised not too long ago for what a reader thought was diminishing the exploits of Rajon Neal. You had talked at length about how good Rajon Bennett is and how well he's performed this year. And one of the readers was not happy about that and thought another Rajon deserved maybe a little bit more of your attention. Well, no more than 2 or 3 days later, you and I got the chance to watch Rajon Neal up in close against
Sandy Creek took on McIntosh this past week, and sure enough, I was doing a little debate because, hey, when you've got two guys in the state of Georgia named Rajon, it's spelled differently, but it's interesting when they're both senior running backs, both looking at SEC programs, Rajon Neal having committed to Mississippi State, Rajon Bennett, obviously the fine running back from McEachern is looking at Kentucky, among other schools. We're going to talk to him a little bit later in the show, which is going to be a great
Absolutely.
Thing to do. But, you know, when you've got these two guys with interesting names, happen to be, you know, the same name, to compare them, it's only natural
it's only
to do
natural.
That, okay? You take a look at what Rajon Bennett has done in 6 games this season. He's rushed for over 1,000 yards. He's got a ton of touchdowns. He's just
He carries the team.
He's doing very well. The game we saw, he single-handedly led them back against Woodstock to get McEachern a win to keep them undefeated. And then you take a look at what, you know, Sandy Creek is doing with Rajon Neal. And true, Sandy Creek has more options offensively, so he doesn't Rajon Neal, rather, doesn't get to play all the games. He doesn't have quite as many touchdowns. But the week prior, he had 5 scores, and this this reader and responder, I guess, to my blog
was upset, saying that
I wasn't giving Rajon Neal the proper due. The quote was actually, just wait till you see him on Friday.
And after Friday, he was rightfully so.
Well, I'd say what, Rajon Neal certainly did not disappoint. He only played for a half, but he had a 97-yard kick return for a touchdown. He had a 64-yard score.
Which I believe was that not like the first or second play of the game?
It was on 3rd and 8. Right. He had run at the first 2 downs for just 2 yards, and I'm thinking, you know what? What's the deal with this Rajon Neal kid? Well, sure enough, takes the next play 64 yards for a score. He had an 8-yard touchdown run and a 2-yard touchdown run. What might have been most impressive from a pure physical standpoint was that 2-yard touchdown run, because he just basically, he wasn't going to go straight. He was running side to side and said, I'm going to get to that corner and I am faster than you.
Right.
But what impressed me about Rajon Neal was the patience.
I knew you were going to say that.
And the intelligence that he showed. Okay, I don't know that I've ever seen, and I've been following high school football, not just in Georgia, but in Virginia as well. I've never seen a more patient back at the high school level. Shoot, there's guys at Georgia, at Georgia Tech, at Florida, that don't show as much patience
as
this guy do. He was literally waiting for his blocks, and once the block was secure, he was through the hole, and that's when he turned on the Jets.
And I think it's an interesting point you bring up, because patience is so often referred to when talking about running backs, whether it's a lack of patience or having a great deal of patience. And I think it's a term that's maybe overused. In this case, though, he has an exceptional an exceptional amount of patience, to the point where it's no matter how much you watch football, how familiar you are with the game, it is so obvious. I mean, the way he'll literally come to a full stop to set up his blocks in ways that NFL players don't do. It's absolutely an uncanny ability that really you don't see at many levels. I mean, it is really exceptional.
Now, no disrespect to McIntosh, but Rajon Neal is just better than everybody they had on the field defensively or out there. But instead of just trying to out-athleticize or out-athlete, I guess, the other team, which he could have done, he instead waited for his offensive line, waited for his tight end, waited for his fullback to clear the hole. And instead of just trying to out-athlete the other team for about a 7 or 8 yard gain, which he could have done on his own, he waited for his team to do their job, then he did his job, which was a 64-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else I found interesting, because I've seen both those players now. Bennett is one of those guys who will get you 5, 6, 7, 8 yards on every single carry. It's just happened. He's an absolute beast. He's strong. He's fast. He's quick. He's got it all, and he just hand him the ball and let him go to work. Neal is very different in one respect. He's almost like Barry Sanders, not in his quickness or his elusiveness, but in that he'll get stopped for 2 yards, stop for a 2 yard loss, stop for a 3 yard loss, stop for no gain, and then all of a sudden he's gone for 65 yards, and it's like it's an all
That's
or nothing.
Comparison.
I mean, he is a home run threat like no one else, and we talked about it. He it was the third play of the game. He ran that touchdown. He ran for that, and then I think the very next time they kicked to him. I think it was the next possession maybe, and he took that for a score. So he ended up scoring twice within three or four times touching the football.
Well, yeah, he had four touchdowns in the first half.
And probably six touches.
That's a good point, because there were times when McIntosh, who was outmanned on the offensive line, their defensive line was definitely smaller, their linebackers were smaller. Sandy Creek, hats off to them, their blocking scheme was incredible, but there would just be times where they would stop him for no gain or for a one-yard loss. There was one linebacker that put his hat on Rajon Neal a couple of times, but like you said, when he was patient, when the blocks did set up, he took advantage. And that's something that Dan Mullen is going to love next season when Rajon Neal heads west to Mississippi State in Starkville to play for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We got to get to another commercial break. We're going to try to get Storm Johnson on the phone for everyone in this next segment. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone team up to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
I'm a Verizon Wireless small business specialist, and I solve problems. Last week, two brothers walk into our store. They run a landscaping company.
I need to keep track of employees.
I need to stay connected to clients.
Yeah, and we need it all on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested they both get a BlackBerry smartphone. You can go online, check email, and get directions. And right now, the second one is free.
Now we get more jobs done faster.
With our new BlackBerry Tours.
And our landscaping company
is really blooming.
Good line.
Now at Verizon Wireless, get a BlackBerry at our lowest prices ever. Plus, get a second of equal or lesser value free. BlackBerry runs better on America's largest and most reliable 3G network. Visit any communication store or call 1-800-VZW-4BIZ today. BlackBerry pricing between $39.99 and $149.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with email feature or email plan. Early termination and other fees apply per phone. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Safe auto, just in case.
So, you're going to be there for me 24/7?
Yep.
I can sign up online or over the phone in minutes?
Yep.
I can get the state minimum coverage?
Yep.
I can get a date with you?
Yep. Oh, wait.
No, you said yes.
You got to have coverage. You want to save money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO or visit safeauto.com and do both. Play it safe,
Safe Auto. The guarantee. It comes with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Right now, we'll install new brake pads or shoes for just $89.99 per axle and guarantee them for as long as you own your car. The Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Just $89.99 per axle. Midas. We're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra. Shop fees may apply. See manager for guarantee terms. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like a roll of R30 15-inch unfaced insulation for the new lower price of just $937, enough to cover 31 and a quarter square feet. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Oh boy. Diving into the end zone around the left. left edge.
Hey, Jacket fans, Georgia Tech football is full steam ahead.
Intercepted. Touchdown, Georgia Tech.
Moving down the track towards ACC matchups with Virginia Tech and Wake Forest.
The pageant is Ronnie Jones. Open field.
And making a run for the ACC championship.
Touchdown, Georgia Tech.
Get on board to experience all the Yellow Jacket action. Tickets on sale now. Call 888-TECH-TICKS or log on to www.ramblinrec.com.
Let's talk football.
Football.
Ready? Bread.
Simply put,
he's the best college football scribe in America, bar none. Mr. College Football Tony Barnhart plays here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here.
Back on Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz will be joined in just a moment, we hope, by Loganville running back Storm Johnson. Now, Storm Johnson, of course, believe committed a few weeks back to LSU, decided that he didn't want to go to LSU. Recently, we read things in Rivals and Scouts that he was possibly taking a trip up with his good buddy from Dooley County, Keith Mumphrey, to Michigan State. But, Scott, where do we think right now Storm Johnson's head is at?
His recruitment is really one of the more interesting ones I've seen in a while because, you know, you watch him on the football field, you look at his measurables, and you say, well, this kid's a monster. I mean, he produces, he's fast, he's big, he's strong, and he has a lot of offers. But, you know, his heart was set on LSU, and LSU pulled the offer.
I was trying to be nice a minute ago when I said he backed.
I'm sorry. Then it was at Florida State for Storm, and they cooled on him. They've cooled on him since. And so he really can't win right now in, along the recruiting trail. But he's got a lot of options other than those two schools. Michigan State, we've already mentioned, is definitely an option.
I mean,
he's going to visit Miami. Oregon's an option. The fact of the matter is the kid's going to end up at a good big-time program. But he's learned the hard way that, listen, not every place is the best for him, and not everyone's going to love you. You know, it's a lesson we learn, right? I mean, in dating, for sure. Right? Not every girl likes me.
Everyone loves me.
Not everyone.
Anyway, when it comes to, say, distance and traveling, not really a factor, you know, when it comes to Storm Johnson, because he was willing to go to LSU. He's willing to travel to Kentucky and Florida State, Alabama, all these places to take visits and whatnot. And so, you know, when it comes to Storm Johnson, obviously travel is not a big deal with him. Now, hopefully we'll get to talk to him to next week. But in the meantime, let's take a look at some interesting Georgia recruiting facts.
I stumbled upon – well, for one, Rivals came out with their new top 100 today. Some people don't like it. I think it's pretty interesting for a number of reasons, and, you know, I'll tell you why. One of the interesting things that I did see was Derrick Rogers got his fifth star. You, of course, are probably happy to see that. Obviously, everyone knows Rogers, the big-time wide receiver out of Calhoun, receiving passes from Nash Nance, the Vanderbilt commit. But Rogers,
interesting about Nash Nance, by the way.
Whoa,
we might raise him a little bit later.
You may raise him. I'll probably fold him.
Check fold coming up at about 9:50.
People may not,
sweeping the city.
People may not be familiar with that game yet, but Rogers is a big physical guy. Moved up to number 21 in their top 100 and got his fifth star. But there are a bunch of players, six to be exact, from the state of Georgia in the top 100 today. Rogers, of course, at 21. T.J. Stripling at 32. Alec Ogletree, the big-time safety, at 34. Markeith Ambles at 43. Garrison Smith at 48. And Mack Brown at 60. The interesting thing here is that Georgia's got four of those six.
Four of those six, and Rogers, Stripling,
and Ambles,
Smith, oh, of course, and Ogletree. Ambles was a guy that Georgia, I don't believe, even offered.
No, that's what I was going to say. Ambles wasn't the only one of the six that they didn't get that they wanted was Mack Brown.
Headed to Tennessee, Markeith Ambles, obviously a guy that Lane Kiffin's going to hang his hat on. I'm sure he's going to try to beat his chest and say that he came to Georgia and walked out with Markeith Ambles, but he's really a guy that, for whatever reason, Georgia didn't offer. And as far as Mack Brown, yeah, I know Mack Brown's supposed to be a pretty good player. He's got some hamstring injuries. I saw where he was running his mouth a little bit earlier this week.
Yeah, guaranteed a victory over Stevenson.
A week. This is also a guy, remember, though, that guaranteed he was going to get 3,000 yards and 30 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's an outlandish guarantee for him to make. Problem is, he doesn't.
Maybe he could guarantee he's going to play the whole game.
He doesn't play enough because of blowouts. He heard that he
blowouts.
He heard that early.
You seen some of the scores of his games
early in
They're
the year.
They're in all these games.
Early
he's
in
not
the year.
In them because he's hurt.
No, but early in the year, he only played. I think there's two or three games at least that he only played the
I'll
first half.
I'll check on that while we're looking.
He also, like you said, hurt his hamstring. Came back though and rushed the ball 14 times for 98 yards, nice 6.5 yards or somewhere around there.
Hasn't had a 200 yard game all season.
You're more than welcome to fold him in our finishing segment.
I'm not going to fold somebody more than once.
But you haven't folded him yet.
I have.
You have not. Anyway, moving on. Florida has 6 commitments in the top 100, which is something to acknowledge. And Tennessee, Georgia's other big rival, has 4. Unfortunately, Georgia Tech came up empty at this go around. Of course, they'll update the list in the coming months, but unfortunately, Tech does not have a member in that rival's top 100. It's interesting. They just don't recruit like that.
Here we go. ML King, 13-9. I'm sure he would have played the whole game in that one.
You're just trying to prove me wrong?
49-12. He probably left early. 39-0. Probably left early.
Yeah, that's 2. I said 23-0.
Not a blowout.
2 or 3.
Not a blowout.
Still,
Douglas, 28-0. Not a blowout. Newton, 15-8. He scored the game-winning touchdown, I believe.
There you go. From a state
just
breakdown,
say.
Forget. Oh, I wasn't wrong by any stretch. But listen, from a state breakdown, Florida had 17 players in that list. Texas had 12, and Cal had 16. So, you know, we talk about Georgia being that fourth state. They're still, I hate to say it, but well behind the other three. Of course, Texas, Florida.
Well, let me just take a look, though, at Florida. Look how big that state is. Take a look at
Texas.
It's
not a fair comparison.
Take a look how big that state is.
Not a fair comparison.
I mean, considering in terms of size, you know, I would say that we're right per capita. We're right up there.
Listen, and if you want to defend the state of Georgia, here's your ammo. Another interesting statistic or fact that I stumbled upon is that Georgia produces more has more starters in the SEC than any other school. They also have more players on roster than any other state, I should say. There's 86 players from the state of Georgia in the SEC today. Florida's second.
That's not surprising
Florida,
to me.
Why? You don't think? Well, because it's so smack dab in the middle of SEC.
Auburn draws from Georgia. Florida draws from Georgia. Kentucky draws from Georgia. Tennessee draws from Georgia. Georgia draws from Georgia. South Carolina draws from Georgia. Yeah, you said it. It's right in the middle. LSU, they get some of their own talent. They raid Texas and Arkansas. Arkansas is not coming all the way over to Georgia. Neither is Ole Miss. Alabama gets a few out of there, but Alabama gets a lot from Alabama.
But we talked about its size, and we talked
about
Florida.
All these guys are pulling from Georgia.
You know, but I'm a little surprised that it was ahead of Florida. I agree that it's clear in a way it should be at least second. But Florida, and
well, Florida
was right there with 84.
You have to remember Florida, you know, the University of is competing with Miami. It's competing with Florida State. It's competing with South Florida. As we saw, obviously, South Florida is now it makes it the Big Four instead of just the Big Three. You know, a lot of those players are going to some of those schools as well. And we've seen a lot of Florida kids heading west to USC.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heading west to Texas, heading north.
Florida has one player on every depth chart in the SEC. Georgia has – this is amazing to me. In the top 22 players on every depth chart –
right.
Georgia has at least 2 players on the top 22.
Georgia has at least two on the top 22.
In the top 22 players for every school in the SEC. Some other schools to you know that are notable, Alabama produces the third most SEC players with 66, Louisiana the fourth most with 46, and Tennessee the fifth most with 39. The other interesting thing is 28 homegrown players are in Georgia's 2 deep. I think that's interesting. And Florida and LSU have the next most Georgia players with 25 each. And then the school, of all the schools in the SEC, who do you think has the most starters from the state of Georgia? I'll give you a clue. They have more players committed from the state this year than any other school in the SEC.
Who has the most?
The most starting players from the state.
Georgia.
Vanderbilt, 11.
Vanderbilt, wow.
Starting 11.
Well, see, that's not all that surprising because maybe with the exception of Florida, but I can't think of...
But Georgia has more. You're right. I mean, from out-of-state schools.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I can't think of that many, you know, big-time players from, say, Louisiana that have ever gone to Georgia, but I can think of a ton of players from Georgia that go to Louisiana. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, those other states don't produce near the right. Absolutely. It's just interesting that Vanderbilt has taken, you know, if we're going to call Georgia one of the best states in the country as far as talent, Vanderbilt's taken.
They've got a freshman named Stormin Warren Norman from Chamblee.
They've taken advantage of it more than any other school in the SEC.
And here's an interesting thing. You said, what's up with Vanderbilt coming into Georgia? They're doing it again this year. Nash Nance, the quarterback from Calhoun. They've got a couple of wide receivers, Bradley Roby, as well as the other wide receiver that's going out there, Jonathan Krause.
Jonathan Krause, I wasn't paying attention. I actually was not listening to you, for the record.
Thanks for that.
Real quick, though, the reason I was saying this is because I got another really interesting statistic, but we don't have time for it, so I'm going to have to bring it up in the next segment.
Next segment, we've got a very special guest, Rajon Bennett, so how about two segments,
you got me. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage in the state, and now your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily email newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning.
It doesn't get any bigger than this. The Hokies of Virginia Tech invade Bobby Dodd Saturday night in a battle for ACC supremacy. Kickoff at 6. Pregame starts at 9 a.m. with the Miller Lite College Football Blitz. Live on the flats. Football lives here. 790 The Zone.
Come on! Hi, we're back with Worry Line. Who are we talking with?
It's Cameron.
Cameron, what's worrying you today?
I'm freaking out.
Really? You don't sound like you're freaking out.
I know. That's what's freaking me out.
Okay, try and calm down.
I am calm.
So what's making you so calm? It's your mother, isn't it?
No, Mom's cool. It's my Volkswagen.
Oh.
It came with carefree maintenance.
And this has made you feel different, hasn't it?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I used to worry about my car all the time, but now I don't. What is happening to me?
I think you may be having an anti-anxiety attack.
A what?
Yes, it's an overwhelming sensation that everything is totally under control.
Okay, what do I do?
Nothing. There's no problem.
Cool. I guess I don't need you.
What? Hello?
Stop into your local Volkswagen dealer and ask about the Carefree Maintenance Program. No charge scheduled maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first, on all 2009 Volkswagen models. Peace of mind. It's what the people want.
The Carefree Maintenance Program covers the vehicle's scheduled maintenance during the terms of the new vehicle warranty at no additional charge. Some limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Drive more. Worry less. All 2009 VW models or newer include no charge maintenance during the term of the new vehicle limited warranty. Visit your local Atlanta area VW dealer or atlantavw.com for more info on VW's Carefree Maintenance Program.
The guarantee. It comes with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Right now, we'll install new brake pads or shoes for just $89.99 per axle and guarantee them for as long as you own your car. The Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, just $89.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra. Shop fees may apply. See manager for guarantee terms. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most. Like a roll of R30 15-inch unfaced insulation for the new lower price of just $9.37. Enough to cover 31 and a quarter square feet. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the A.M.
Wednesday on Mayhem of the AM, Tony Barnhart, the best in the business, joins us to talk some college football at 7:40. Marcellus Wiley from ESPN talks some NFL, as does Mike North from Chicago. Talk to me like that.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Kroger's, Blockbusters, and Quick Trips. Next time you're filling up your car, why don't you fill up your head with Score Atlanta?
Check us out. You can find both myself and Fletcher in that publication. I, of course, Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by Fletcher Proctor, and now joined by perhaps the top running back in the entire state, McEachern running back Rajon Bennett. Rajon, are you there, and how are things going tonight?
Oh, pretty good. I just got finished eating some spaghetti.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Spaghetti. You cook it or your mom?
My mom.
We're talking a little meat sauce, a little Alfredo, some pesto. What's going on there?
Oh, we got a little meat sauce with the chunky vegetables. I don't really like it, but it's good.
I just hope she's not listening, Rajon.
Oh, she knows it.
Okay.
Still cooking it, though. All right, well, let's talk a little recruiting, Rajon, because you happen to be one of my favorite recruits out there.
You're one of the show's favorites, I believe. We kind of fell in love with your game after watching you tear up Woodstock a couple weeks back.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even before that, the first week of the season at the Dome.
It's true.
But you're one of the most interesting recruits to talk about. And let us know a little bit about what's changed. Of course, heading into the season, you talked about a lot about Kentucky, Louisville, Vanderbilt, ECU. I know you still are interested in those four, but since this season, one in which you've completely dominated every and all on, you know, opponent, how has recruiting changed since the season started?
Since the season started for me, recruiting, I don't think recruiting has changed that much. I've been expecting new schools to talk to me, but I really haven't had any contact with them. But ever since the summer, I've been in contact with the same schools that have offered me. I haven't got any contact from any new schools, like I said earlier.
Right. Now, we talked about Kentucky, Louisville, Vanderbilt, ECU, and we'll talk more about those schools in a minute. Let's say you were to get an offer from, say, a Georgia, a Florida, an Alabama, an LSU. Are you committed to the four schools, the Louisvilles, the Kentuckys, because they were in on you early, or would you are you open to maybe some of the bigger dogs?
I'm very open to some of the bigger schools. I just want to play in the program where I could have a chance to play as a freshman or get accustomed to the game and the speed of the game as a freshman and be able to play at least a little bit or know I'm playing for effect in my sophomore year.
Okay. I was speaking with Rajon Bennett, the McEachern running back. He's got over 1,000 yards in six games this season, piling up touchdowns like it's his job. Obviously, Kentucky, Louisville, Vanderbilt, ECU, who Scott was just talking about, there's a little SEC love in there. What's the deal with Kentucky? You've got a teammate last season in Mitchell that went there. Is he trying to get you to go up and be a Kentucky Wildcat and maybe Joker Phillips joining in his boat?
Actually, Terrell has he goes to Georgia Military College. And I really don't know what happened with that situation, but Coach Joker Phillips is a very, very good coach. Like I told Coach, it's very rare that I talk to a coach that I can just have an open conversation with and there's no awkward pauses. So Coach Joker Phillips is more of a friend, and he'll tell me what's good for me and what's not. Even if it's regarding their school, he's more of a friend than I see a recruiting coach.
Now, on the flip side, Vanderbilt, you know, I hear things that your mom, who makes you that spaghetti, she actually likes Vanderbilt. What does that mean for you, and does that mean that Vandy maybe is pushed ahead of Kentucky, or how does that work?
I wouldn't say absolutely pushed ahead of Kentucky, but it really makes me focus on what she likes, and I really want her to have a say-so in where I go, but also I want to have a big say-so because I'm going to be there for 4 years.
Right. Now, talk a little about Vanderbilt. What does she like specifically about Vanderbilt, and what do you like about Vanderbilt?
Well, she likes the academic program. She wants me to be in the best academics. And I like the academics, but I like the feeling of Nashville when I went up and visited. And I also like my recruiting coach, Coach Kane. I really haven't talked to the running back coaches much, but I plan to in the future. But Coach Kane is more like Coach Joker. Like I said, no awkward pauses. We just have a conversation every now and then. We just talk for about an hour, and everything will be okay. We don't even have to talk about football. So, I mean, if I do go there, I know I'll be in the place that I'm welcome.
Yeah, talk a little about Louisville. I know you're also interested in the Cardinals. And talk about Coach Nord specifically and your relationship with him.
Coach Nord is an awesome coach. When I went up to visit, he breaks down film great on what not to do and what to do. And he showed me some of my runs where I could go and play on the college level, he was telling me. And the way that Coach Nord explains football, he makes it so simple, and it just amazes me. And I really like Coach Nord a lot.
Now, is it hard to look at two schools that are rivals of each other? Of course, I'm talking Louisville and Kentucky. If you pick one, you're going to have to go up against and try your hardest to beat, you know, a school that you've developed good relationships with. Does that make the recruiting process any more difficult to look at two schools that passionately hate each other?
No, not really. I just want to pick the school that's best for me.
Staying on the topic of Louisville quickly, we're, of course, are speaking with McEachern running back Rajon Bennett. Last question about Louisville, we promise. Obviously, the coach, Steve Cragthorpe, has come up under a little bit of pressure, a little bit of heat this season. Then there is the potential that he might not be the coach at the end of the season. Is that going to affect your interest at all in the Louisville Cardinals?
No, I really don't think so because I think Coach Norris is still going to be there, and he's going to be the running back coach. So nothing would change with him towards that situation. But if he does leave, I think it may affect it a lot.
Yeah, now two of the schools you're looking at, Rajon, play in the SEC, which is considered by most the best conference in America. Does that give those schools, Kentucky and Vanderbilt, a decided advantage over schools like ECU and Louisville?
Yes, I really think so. I want to be in the SEC, but if I can, I will not be.
Gotcha.
I really want to stay down south, close to home, but I can't say permanently. I'm going to the SEC because anything can happen.
Now you talk about wanting to stay down south. I guess you've taken trips up to, you know, Vanderbilt and Louisville. Have you gone anywhere else? And are you planning to go anywhere on maybe your official visits?
I plan to take my official visits on. Well, I have no dates, but after football season, on my off time, and I take all my official visits. I really don't have any scheduled right now. I'm just focused on our great season.
Yeah, now, Rajon, I'm sure you weren't listening to the show earlier. I don't know if you were, but we were talking.
Everybody listens to the show, Scott. I'm sure Rajon is
different.
That's
true. So, yeah, as I'm sure you were listening to the show earlier, we were talking about schools like Tennessee and Georgia struggling on the field, the impact those on-the-field struggles will have on their recruiting. My question for you is, how much do you consider what goes on the field? How much does it matter to you? Whether a team's winning or losing when it comes time to pick your decision, or is that not something you care about?
In a way, it is. It doesn't really make a huge decision because I know that Georgia always is going to have great running backs, and just because of the season's not going so good, or Tennessee or whoever, the coaches have a chance to rebuild and make better choices of who they want to carry the ball or throw the ball, and just make the best decision to make better. So I really see that the teams that struggle, they always come back with a bang.
Now,
so that really makes a better decision for me.
Now, Rajon, we've talked about it before. You've put up over 1,000 yards in six games this season. You guys are in first place in region five in classification, you know, 5A. You're ranked in the top 10. You've got the tiebreaker over Woodstock already as your 5-0 in region play. They're 4-1. You've got a couple of games coming up: North Cobb, Harrison, Kennesaw Mountain, Cherokee. They're games that conceivably you guys could easily run out to 10-0 this season and get a number one seed, obviously, out of that region. Have you talked to the coach, and maybe are you going to be playing in all the games, or is it more important as a team that you rest maybe in the second half if you guys are up big?
Me and Coach Hopman talked earlier this week, and he told me I'm going to cut back on a few carries. And I understand he needs me to be healthy, so I take it as a leader that is going to be good for me and better for my team. And it also gives a chance for our other young running backs, because we have about five behind me. So they're pretty good too, so that gives them a chance to also run the ball. So I'll take my carries and do what I have to do just to be ready for playoffs. But I don't really want to look in the future. I just want to go game by game.
And I imagine a state ring would certainly help when you're visiting some of those campuses. You can flash that jewelry in front of that coach, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're finishing up with McEachern running back Rajon Bennett. And Rajon, before we let you go, just one more question. Do you have a timetable for when you're going to make your decision? And if you had to name a leader today, who would it be?
I really don't have a timetable, and I don't have a leader.
Oh, you're letting us down. That's how you're gonna leave it?
Yes, sir.
All right, maybe next time.
Rajon Bennett, perhaps the top running back in the state of Georgia. Thanks for joining us, and good luck with the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Rajon Bennett from McEachern.
Fletcher, real quick before we go to a break, where do you put him? Where do you rank him, running backs?
Where do I rank him?
In the state of Georgia.
As a senior, the top senior running back in the state of Georgia.
I agree. From what I've seen, I have him ahead of Mac Brown. I have him ahead of Ken Malcolm. I think he is the best running back. He does it all. He runs powerfully. He's incredibly fast. He catches the ball as well as anyone in the state out of the backfield. I don't know why. To me, it's baffling that no one else is in on him. Why?
If you take a look at literally what they've done this season, you have to put him right up there. You have to put Charles Perkins in the top. You have to put Ian Pemberton, another
Absolutely.
Guy not getting a lot of love. And a guy like Mac Brown, a guy that probably has more talent than all of them, he's really struggled. I know injuries have come into play, but, you know, he's struggled.
He just hasn't been
Ken
as
Malcolm
good.
Is very talented, don't get me wrong. But
he's
like
had
these
some
guys,
monster games.
These
Malcolm
guys
has.
Have just, in my opinion, have done it every week. And Rajon Bennett, just from a number standpoint, from a dominant standpoint, he dominated that game. They were down. That game was over against Woodstock.
Yeah, and
he brought them back.
And listen, I've never been quiet about my allegiance to the University of Florida as a grad, but and I'll tell you right now, we have Mac Brown. And I would take Rajon Bennett. I would love to have him on my team. With that said, we got to get to another commercial break. We're going to come back about a new idea Fletcher and I have for avoiding the decommitment, if you will, and maybe making the recruiting process a little simpler for the schools.
It potentially could be the greatest thing ever.
Groundbreaking. Brilliant.
To NCAA recruiting.
You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone in Scorlanta's one and only official visit.
Every Friday night, Scorlanta has the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard is available at AJC.com and ScoreATL.com.
At 790 The Zone, local means covering the Jackets, Dogs, and Falcons on a daily basis.
It means the best local experts in Durham, Dooley, Pasquarelli, and Barnhart.
It means more local programming than any sports radio station in the South. Atlanta's local sports talk leader, 790 The Zone. During football season, the best tailgate experience is when you get everything right. Great people, great food, and a great team. The same is true with genuine parts and service at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealer. They have the perfect combination of expert service, quality parts, and specials like these. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft Synthetic Blend Oil Change, Tire Rotation, Multi-Point Inspection, and more, just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate. And get Motorcraft brakes installed by experts for just $104.95 or less. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. Visit your participating Atlanta area Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. We service all makes and models. No appointment necessary. Open Saturday. Up to 5 quarts of oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. Brake pads on most cars and light trucks. Excludes machining, rotors, or drums. 1 axle, taxes extra. See participating dealership for hours and rebate details through 10/31/09.
Every day, I get in my car and head off to work.
Every day, I get in my car and go looking for a job.
I've had this job almost 6 months now.
I've been unemployed for almost 6 months now.
Lately, though, I feel like I could be giving back.
Lately, though, I just feel like giving up.
Then I learned United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta helps thousands of Atlantans find jobs.
Then I heard United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta could help somebody like me.
So I picked up the phone and called 211.
That's when I called 211.
And now my donations help find jobs for neighbors in need.
And now I've found a job with the help of neighbors who care.
Give to United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta, and you help struggling families find jobs, pay utility bills, and avoid foreclosure. To give, call 211 or go to unitedwayatlanta.org/give.
Pollock and Bell.
CBS's voice of the SEC, Vern Lundquist.
I asked Gary today, he played 15 years in the NFL, 4 years at Purdue, that you ever had a concussion. Never, ever. And he was very, very proud of this, David. He said, they've never carried me off the field.
Yeah, I can't say the same, Vern.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. We are the South's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. I am Scott the Brain Janovich, joined as always by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor. Fletcher, you want to tell all our millions of fans out there something else about Score Atlanta?
Score Atlanta is awesome.
Maybe something more, a little more detailed.
You can pick up Score Atlanta to see just how awesome it is at all metro area Blockbusters, Quick Trips, and Kroger's.
And Kroger's. All right, before we get to our groundbreaking, brilliant.
You know what this groundbreaking idea is? It's kind of like Apollo 11. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Before we get to this groundbreaking idea, one more quick little interesting tidbit I found that has to do with recruiting in the state of Georgia. We talk about how Georgia is the fourth best state in terms of high school football talent in the country, and I think this kind of confirms it a little. We've also discussed on past shows, and Alex Ewell, who joins us from time to time, is always talking about how Georgia doesn't produce signal callers. They don't produce quarterbacks like other states do.
Yeah, it seemingly is always the year of the running back and never the year of the quarterback.
That's a misconception. And proportionally, when you look at how many they produce compared to states who aren't, you know, who don't have as many, you know, as much talent, and compared to the three, you know, top states, California, Florida, and Georgia, I mean, and Texas, they're right there. Those three states produce the most. Texas is the quarterback state. Hands down, the best.
Used to be Pennsylvania. Now it's Texas.
In college football, they have 24 starting quarterbacks in Division I college football. That's incredible. Some of the names is Greg McElroy. Sorry, I don't know why I said that. From Bama, Ryan Mallett, Robert Griffin. Who's now hurt, but the Baylor. You know, the
Christian
Baylor,
Ponder, Christian Todd Reesing, Sneed, Colt McCoy, Matt Stafford would
be. It's incredible how many quarterbacks they produce. Real quick, Florida 13, the notable names, of course, are Ja'Cory Hayes and Tim Tebow, even Steven Garcia and Riley Skinner from Wake Forest. And California's third on this list with 17, Jimmy Clausen, Tate Forcier, and Matt Barkley. Georgia, though, is fourth, right where they belong, so they're not producing less than you would expect, and they have seven starters. Tim Jefferson at Air Force, Justin Tuggle at BC, Josh Nesbitt, of course. I can't remember where he starts, but he starts somewhere.
The home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
TJ Yates of UNC, Tyler Bass starts for Memphis, Dwight Dasher at Middle Tennessee, and Ricky Dobbs at Navy. So they have seven, and Ohio is the only other state that's produced seven. So Georgia is right where they belong. But I thought that was a little interesting tidbit for our listeners.
Well, that might also be because a lot of programs in Georgia run that wing T, and the quarterbacks switch positions once they get to college. You know, but this year I think we've got some good ones. Blake Sims.
We also have a lot of quarterbacks.
Blake Sims is the guy who can play wide receiver at the next level.
And he won't play quarterback. That's what's interesting. You're right. I mean, it's a good point. We have a lot of good quarterbacks.
Corey Franklin, the quarterback at Lowndes, is going to play.
Devin Burns may play for Maryland, but he's...
Charles King is a guy that's at Oregon State, I believe, right now playing wide receiver. So.
Right. There are a lot of good athletes playing the quarterback position right now in the state of Georgia, but won't on the college
Connor
level.
Shaw will probably play. Quarterback.
We'll definitely play quarterback. The interesting thing I think is interesting is Georgia producing seven is the fact that Texas is just clear, even when you compare that their talent isn't necessarily as good as Florida or California. At the quarterback position, they're clearly the best.
Think about Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Texas.
Throwing programs.
You know, TCU. You
love to toss it around.
All these places in the state of Texas. So, of course, they're going to recruit one of their own.
Yeah, I agree. So, moving on.
Idea.
One of the big discussions in recruiting every year is the merits of an early signing period. Should there be one in the high school football and college football game? A lot of people think there should for a number of different reasons. The idea it would help the schools for one, of course, because they would kind of know what they have earlier on. It would also and know what they need, of course. But it would also, you know, it would prevent the decommitment in a lot of ways. The kids who are willing to commit early would either have to sign early or wouldn't commit at all. And I think in that respect, it'd be good. But it's probably a long ways away.
The early signing period. Right. And,
I would love it too. But here's Fletcher and I's way around it. And that is
this is a great idea, by the way.
Putting in rules where if you're a verbal commitment, if you've committed verbally, you haven't signed, but you've committed to a school.
Hence the word committed.
Right. What we're trying to do, before I give away the idea, what we're trying to do is make that word actually mean something in the game of recruiting. Because right now it means absolutely nothing. You could be committed to school, and they now have created a term to account for the fact that it means nothing, and that's called a soft verbal, which means absolutely nothing. But you can be committed to school and not really committed at all. I love it when recruits say, I'm 70% committed, which I don't even know what that means.
Get to the idea.
You're not committed at all. Anyway, here's the idea. If you're committed, you're done with visits. You commit to Auburn, that's it. You're not signed, but you can't visit anywhere else. If you decide, hey, you know what, I committed too early, I'm not sold on Auburn, but I can't commit anywhere else without visiting, decommit. Now Auburn's coaches know that you have no interest in their school, or that you're not. They at least can say, okay, we don't have them on our board. Let's go look elsewhere. We have a shot at losing them. Or they can say, we know we're going to get them because, you know what, you're not taking any other visits. But at the very least, you can say, hey, if you're committed, you're not going elsewhere. You're not visiting elsewhere. It's much like what Paul Johnson has instituted at his school. But the rule is, if you're verbally committed to a school, there are no more visits. You have the opportunity to verbally decommit and then take visits elsewhere. But if you're committed, no visits.
The only thing about that is, though, just because you verbally committed and you can't take visits, that doesn't stop the other coaches from calling you
Absolutely.
And coming to visit you.
Yeah, that's true, but
a lot of recruiting is the visit. I agree.
Right, because it's very.
I like the idea.
It's very unlikely, and what you say is true, 100%. And it's a chink in my idea's armor. But my response to you is that it's rare that a kid's gonna commit to a school without having visited there, and maybe they'll have visited there before they actually committed to the first school. But it would do.
I love the idea.
And here's my, I think the best benefit to the idea is this.
I love the idea.
A lot of kids now, because committing is moved up in the calendar so much, a lot of kids are committing early simply to hold their spot. What they're saying is, I know, I may want to go to Auburn. It's the home school, or I may want to go to Georgia. I'm from Georgia, but I'm not sure. I know Georgia's going to fill up early. I'm going to hold my spot, take other visits, and decide where I want to go in the end. You can't do that under this system. If you're going to commit to Georgia, well, you don't have the luxury of visiting.
Yeah, I always thought it was really weird whenever we would ask kids, especially in interviews, so you've committed to LSU. Why are you going to visit Texas?
Right.
Why?
The true committed player, and there are these out there. If you're committed, there are players out there who commit and say, hey, I'm done. And it's true of every player who commits to Tech does that, because Paul Johnson allows nothing else.
Except for Stephen.
Right. Well, Stephen Hill is the exception. But fact of the matter is, a lot of these kids commit somewhere and they'll take other visits. And it's a joke. The idea is, if you're committed, that should mean something.
Here's the thing, though. Is your strategy limiting them to official visits?
Oh, no, absolutely not. You can't take
then
any
how are,
visits.
Then how are they going to, I mean.
You can't take any visits.
Then couldn't Lane
Don't
Kiffin come out?
Too early.
Then couldn't Lane Kiffin come out and say, hey, this guy was on my campus the other day. What's up with that? What's to stop that from going on? Who's the NCAA going to trust? Do you need physical proof? Do you need a photo?
Right.
Then our kids going to get in there in the Photoshop?
Because for those out there who don't know the difference, an official visit is paid for by the school.
I think you've got to limit it to an official visit. The kid cannot take any
You're
other
saying it'd be hard.
Visits.
It'd be hard to document the unofficial visits.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's no easier to document that, or no harder to document
what
that.
What about the secondary recruiting
violations? How does the NCAA find out that Lane Kiffin was using a smoke machine?
They don't really care.
All I'm saying is I would say
here's the deal though.
Hard to regulate. But
say
still
I commit.
Impl-
say I'm a high school senior. Say I'm Rajon Bennett, right? And I commit to
hello Rajon.
And I commit to Kentucky, but I've got a buddy. My brother's friend is at Vanderbilt. I'm going to visit my brother's friend. Could that be seen as an unofficial visit?
Listen, there are gray areas in every
that's where our plan needs work. We're going to work on this all week and
come
back.
Yeah, but there are rules that have gray areas in the NCAA. All NCAA rules.
That's what it's going to be. All of a sudden, that's how people are going to get around it, though. Get around our rules.
You can't have communication with the football coaches. Or those recruiting you, and if you do,
what about the
and
pop
if you do the same
in?
Way,
oh, we ran into
the same
other.
Way you find out about some secondary violations
true.
And not all. The same way you say, you know what? If I find out you went to that school and you've had communications with that coach, I'm now you can no longer commit to that school. And here's the difference between our new form of a commitment and signing, and that is if you're committed and under our new rules, and say a school fires their coach, well then you can decommit, and that's what
I
distinguishes.
Like
That's what distinguishes our new rule from actually signing on the dotted line. Once you've signed on the dotted line, unless there's extenuating circumstances, you have to go to that school. We're not saying that at all. All we're saying is if you're committed, you're not visiting elsewhere. Okay, and what that does is it makes it easier. First of all, it instills a level of truthfulness and of maturity and keeping to your word with it for the players. But it also gives the coaches the luxury of saying, hey, he's on our board. We know we got this guy. He's on our board. We can move to another position. Whereas now you may have four cornerbacks committed, but you have no idea if those four guys are going there because they're visiting a different school every weekend. I mean, if you're anyone and Lane Kiffin's recruiting your guys – You can't sleep at night. That guy will steal your recruits.
He'll take his shirt off and scream UT Wild Boys.
I mean, it's really a big problem. So there's our idea. Give us a call this week, next week. Tell us how we could change it, how much you love Fletcher and I's new idea, how brilliant we are.
Hey, Scott, you know what? You know what else is brilliant? The next segment that's coming
up.
We
got to get to a commercial.
Check Fold Rays when we come back. It's the game that's sweeping Atlanta. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Keeping you moving, you heard?
Here's what you came for.
The place where the players play.
TBS's David Wells.
Do you think this year that Mark Teixeira doing as well as he did this year is going to take a lot of the spotlight, I guess, off of Alex Rodriguez in the postseason?
Well, put it this way. His new girlfriend's got a lot of hits in her.
Weekdays 1 to 4. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
According to the EPA, your home's air could be 100 times more polluted than the air outside. This is David Pollack, and if you've read the paper or watched the news, you know about the approaching flu season. So when I found out that 50% of all illness are caused from the air you breathe in your home, I found a solution. And thanks to Peachtree Service Experts, this solution is free for the Zone listeners. Peachtree Service Experts, Atlanta's trusted name in heating and air, is offering a free 90-day indoor air quality trial with no initial charge. Call 770-949-4300, and someone will talk to you about the Dynamic Air Solutions product. Call 770-949-4300 or visit PeachtreeServiceExperts.com. What's up, guys? David Pollack. You think you can beat me at picking NFL games? Well, no, you can't. But if you want to try, go to 790thezone.com and the Peachtree Service Experts Beat Pollack game. The weekly prize is a mini big green egg, and just like the free 90-day trial, it's free to play.
Are you passionate for the Atlanta Hawks? Are you a believer in the team? Do you follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace? How would you like to sit just rows behind the team bench this season? If you really bleed red and blue, 790 The Zone wants to challenge you to suit up for season tickets. Now, three lucky contestants will suit up in team gear and go about their daily lives for 1 week. If this is a challenge that you can handle, head over to 790thezone.com and register for your chance to suit up for season tickets.
Football lives here.
Palmer to throw. He throws
down the field. Caldwell, touchdown! Andre Caldwell, middle of the field, wide open. Carson Palmer drilled it, and the Bengals have the lead with 22 seconds to play.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back to finish up on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. What are we finishing up? The only all-recruiting radio show in the South. That's Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Fletcher Proctor along with Scott Janovitz. Let me tell you a little bit about Score Atlanta. Well, Score Atlanta teams up with 790 The Zone to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com or 790thezone.com.
And Fletcher, we're going to finish this installment of the official visit the same way we do it every week with our check, fold, raise segment. If you're familiar with the game of poker, you should probably pick up the rules in this game pretty quickly. What we'll do is I will raise Fletcher a player that has a player or team that has performed well in the last week, a player that I've, you know, has caught my attention. Fletcher will also raise the same players and teams that are the players and teams that he thinks performed well. You can also fold a player and a team that you think hasn't performed up to our standards or your standards in the last week.
And if Scott tells,
I can respond.
And if Scott raises me, I could check or call depending on whatever your
terminology. If you disagree, absolutely, absolutely. I'll start things off, Fletcher, and I am going to raise you the Jackson defense, specifically Neron Ball, the Florida commitment. Jackson went up against a good Woodland Henry team last week and won 31-0, shut them out. Neron Ball had 10 tackles in the game. Just an absolutely dominating performance from an undefeated Jackson team. I, for one, was very impressed, and for that reason, I raise you Jackson's
He's
defense.
He's going to put a little more weight on before I will call
Absolutely.
That right there.
Absolutely.
But I'll give you that for right now. One player that I like to raise is a player that I'll be watching this Friday night for the Georgia Public Broadcast game, gpp.org/football. It's going to be Brad Roby of Peachtree Ridge. He had 138 all-purpose yards, including a 27-yard interception he brought back for a touchdown. It helped out Peachtree Ridge to their third shutout of the season. They won 28-0 over Mill Creek. But I raise you, Bradley Roby, going to Vanderbilt next season. Vanderbilt's got a good one right there.
Yeah, no problem with that one. I'm going to go the team route here, and only because we bashed Lowndes for a good 30 minutes last week.
Okay.
After their inability to throw the ball 2 weeks ago against Warner Robins. With that said, they rebounded quite nicely. In fact, might have costed Rick Tomberlin his job at Valdosta. By beating Valdosta 57-15. Of course, that's their biggest rival, so it was a big win. And for that reason, I am raising you the Lowndes. What are they? The
Lowndes Vikings.
Vikings.
Okay, I'm glad you know this. We were just there 2 weeks ago. All right, well, sticking with the team theme, I will fold a team, and I'm going to fold Flowery Branch. That's right. Flowery Branch lost 37-34 to North Hall. North Hall is a team that I thought would be very good at the start of the season.
Yeah.
They lost to Buford. I believe they lost to Gainesville as well. But they're going to clean up in that region. I thought Flowery Branch might be the third game they lose, go 7-3 before they make the playoffs. But North Hall won. I'm going to fold Flowery Branch because Connor Shaw, he is missing Daniel Drummond. He's missing Eisen Cross, who's now at Georgia Tech. He's missing a lot. Flowery Branch.
Yeah, they seem to lose.
Falling short of expectations.
They seem to lose or win close ones every week. They really have not performed really up to our standards.
Folding them.
All year.
I've been holding on to them, and I'm going to fold.
I'm going to raise you a guy that I was impressed with week one, well, really preseason, in the Dome when they lost a close one to Walton, and that's Norcross receiver Jeremy Davis. The kid has just a flair for making the acrobatic catch. And this week, or last week, I should say, in a 31-2 win over Northview, a team that just about everyone beats, despite Northview's inability to win anything, he was spectacular. Had touchdown catches of 19, 29, and 40 yards, three touchdowns, all over 15 yards. Just a great performance for Jeremy Davis.
Now, I know you're probably going to raise me their quarterback. However, Lassiter, right now, I'm going to check. They've got a difficult stretch coming up the next couple of weeks. They are hosting Milton this weekend, and then they travel to Walton next week. Lassiter, it's going to be interesting to see how they do the next 2 weeks. I believe the region will be decided in the next 2 weeks, and we'll just have to see how Lassiter does. Right now I'm going to check Lassiter and Hudson Mason and Chip Lindsey and all those guys.
Yeah, you were right. I'm going to raise you. I'm going to raise you Hudson Mason because the kid just – continues, and I got a spot in my heart for him because he's just not getting the offers he deserves, but the kid continues
Ian
to
Pemberton
dominate.
And Rajon Bennett are really guys that we can't understand why nobody big is coming to offer.
Dominate the high school level, 24 of 31, another 362 yards tossed for, and four touchdowns, two touchdowns in the first minute and 42 of the game alone. Just an incredible player. Real quick, I want to, before you go again, you mentioned Flowery Branch, and I'm going to raise you North Hall's Peyton Wilhoit because he was probably the best performer of the week, in my opinion. 152 yards rushing, two touchdowns. To go along with Fletcher, 19 tackles. I mean, if that's not a two-way star, I don't know what is.
The last one of the night that I'm going to do is going to be, well, I've got two more. Nash Nance had 225 passing yards, 85 rushing yards. Put the ball in this guy's hand. He's dangerous. And also, Hillgrove's St. John Days. 131 rushing yards and a score, 107 passing yards, and two touchdowns through the air. This guy, between Charles Perkins and Sean Green, Georgia Tech has got three guys that have really, once they committed to Tech, their stock has soared. Those three guys, especially St. John Days, very impressed with Georgia Tech's recruiting class.
Absolutely, and to finish off the night, I'm going to fold Grayson, the Grayson Rams.
You're
I know
folding
it's hard to fold
Grayson?
An undefeated team. But I expect so much out of this team. We call them the best program in the state or the best team in the state every week. They won another nail-biter, which to me is unacceptable. They should be dominating teams. A 15-1 win came back in the fourth quarter. And Patrick Santry, their quarterback, was 6 of 15, which, again, is unacceptable if they're going to be winning another state championship. You know, yeah, not impressed. And you know, and they needed a game-clinching TD against Brookwood. Not impressed with Brookwood. Not impressed with the narrow victory over Brookwood. I fold you, Grayson.
All right. Well, we had Grayson's defensive tackle earlier, Joseph Champagne. We also had Rajon Bennett from McEachern. Thank you to both of those guys.
We'd love
to thank the penthouse Marvin. Pimp himself, Marvin, for producing the show.
The man behind the scenes.
It's like we've arrived.
Fletcher, we'd like to thank Troy, our one caller tonight. We'd like to thank the millions out there listening. Of course, we'll be back same time next week, Tuesday, 8 to 10. Thanks again. You're listening to Sports Radio 79 The Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Good night, Atlanta.
Durham, Dooley, Barnhart, and Pasquarelli.
Play here.
This is WQXI.